Very long readings today, huh? But we hear from the book of the prophet Daniel that something very interesting and unconventional happened there. Number one, the elders back in the days supposed to be the one who set good example for others. But that yet the two old sleazy men wanted to win over Susanna and were willing to lie, to kill her because they didn't get what they wanted. They were willing to sacrifice an innocent person because they didn't get what they wanted. And the Lord used a young child to call them out on their sin. A young child in the history of Israel is like someone who's not respected. But God used Daniel to call out the sin of the wicked because they were trying to take someone's innocent life. Think about that. God is merciful, but we should not test his justice, right? Because God is just too. And if we somehow with our perjury, with our lies, take the lives of others or hurt the reputation of others, we need to ask ourselves that, are we playing with God's mercy? Or are we lying to him? Or are we being honest with him? And which leads us toward the gospel reading today, huh? Jesus didn't tell the adulterous woman, go and continue on, carry on. He didn't say that. He said, go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. He forgave her, and he asked her to change her life. The people around her didn't give her a chance. God was merciful towards her. Huh? He saw her shame, her guilt, the isolation, that being called out, huh? But yet not given a chance. He gave her a chance. He told her, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Don't let your sin define you. Don't let your past define you. Seek the grace of God to change and choose the life that is in him. Just like what I said in my homily this weekend, that the sacrament of reconciliation, our life of discipleship, invites us to start over again. Starting over again, recognizing that that we have failed to love God, to put him first. And instead of blaming other people or manipulating his mercy, we should have the humility, the genuineness, the transparency, to start again. So today, as we hear all of the wonderful readings today, we ask ourselves, how are we treating our neighbor? And number two, how are we holding ourselves up in the light of God with all vulnerability, transparency, honesty, and all of our brokenness? And number three, how can we not abuse his mercy, but use his mercy as a way for us to deepen our love in him, so that once we change our life, we also bring others, people to him as well?